Alex claims that she quit doing something that she has done her entire adult life, and it has changed her, not for worse, but for better. I want to hear what this is, and then, Liv, are you ready to make a little judgment if this has happened or not, if we've noticed?
Well, I want to guess what it is, and I'm hoping this is what it is, because it's my biggest issue with you.
Okay, let's see what this is.
Have you stopped peeling the skin off of your chicken nuggets first? Because that is disgusting.
Nope, I haven't stopped peeling the skin off my chicken nuggets.
Have you decided that you are no longer going to be a conservative / Republican?
Nope,
and
definitely
you are
not
going
that.
To feel the burn.
That was my second thing.
Feel the burn. I'm nope. with her.
Nope. I haven't stopped doing that. No, actually, after I think 11 years, I have decided that I was going to get off of the pill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, wait, why are you on the pill?
So, I know that I talk about how I'm waiting until I'm married a lot, which I still am, so don't get confused.
But this weekend was great!
Since I was a teenager, like 13, 14 years old, I got on the pill to regulate everything. I had a lot of issues having to do with that, and so just being on that kind of helped straighten everything out for me and keep it all nice and good.
In order?
Yeah. And so I have been on that, I mean, ever since. So that's my entire teenage years, all of my adult life so far. And recently, my boyfriend was talking to me about it and one of my best friends, and they were like, Alex, you know, think of all the hormones and stuff that you're just pumping into your body, all of this crap. Maybe you should just take a break from it and just see how you do, because it's been so long. Maybe you'll be fine without it and you don't need it. And especially if in the next 5 years, I would love to get married and then potentially start having children. By the time I'm 30, I would like to have at least one child. So if that is in my game plan, then it kind of made sense for me to start getting all that out of my system. So for the last month, I have been off of the pill. And can I just tell you, it has changed my life. I feel, number one, so much happier. I am in like this state of mind where I'm dead serious. It is like a night and day difference. It's weirding me out, because I always thought, oh, well, I know that I can be a moody person. And I have always been like that since I was born. However, the last 15 years or whatever, 10 years, I mean, have been so bad. Like, my mood swings and everything, especially during that time of the month, are so severe. And since being off of it, I mean, it's like easy breezy, beautiful cover girl up in here. I don't know what the heck has been going on.
I don't know if it's easy breezy, but I was going to say, I feel like you and I, for the most part, have been getting along better than we have in almost 2 years.
Well, the Egyptian, my boyfriend, told me that. I said, I didn't even tell him that I had gotten off of it. He had told me his thoughts on it, but I didn't tell him that I had officially done it. I just, the last few weeks, I've done it to see if he would notice. And he said to me, you seem so much happier lately.
So I actually have tried birth control in my life, which I don't even know if my parents know this. I tried it a couple different times, and each time I would try it for a month. But the longest I ever tried it, I think, was like for 3 months, just to, you know, regulate things, whatever. And I never did longer than 3 months. Sometimes I would stop after a month because it made me so psychotic.
Really?
It made me so moody. It made me so short-tempered. And if you know me, then you know it takes a lot for me to get actually angry. And it made me just feel so
rage-filled.
Like, rage-filled. And at
I'll
a second,
him.
At an instant, I would just be rage-filled over the stupidest thing.
See, and that's how I was starting to feel. I was literally Googling bipolar symptoms. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I seriously thought that I had a mental disorder. And apparently, if you are prescribed to any type of birth control, especially the pill, you are way more likely to experience symptoms of depression and anxiety. And so ever since being off of that, though, I feel like that has lessened for me, and I'm just feeling all around better. And so I just wanted to encourage you. If I would have heard somebody years ago say, I got off of it and I feel happier and I feel more stabilized as far as my mood goes, then I probably would have considered it. So I know that that's kind of TMI, but, you know, here's the thing. That's one thing that I like to do with this platform that we have, is share the most personal and private things in my life. And I know that everyone else in the show likes to do that too, because I know that you might be considering that or going through that, especially as a young woman. And I just wanted to encourage you, because almost all of my friends have also been on the pill since they were like 14 years old, like me. And so I'm telling them, I'm like, dude, you got to try this out.
I'm going to do the doctor disclaimer. Individuals all remember the Joe Knox Show holds no responsibility for you accidentally getting pregnant. If you do get knocked up because you go off birth control, please name your kid either Joe, Alex, or Liv the Web Girl right there.